for about 3 minutes from the second half starting tonight. If I'm going to talk about the Grizzly basketball team this weekend, hey, you got to talk first of all actually about the Grizzly volleyball team, because they are playing in district competition, postseason competition. We had Patty Figueredo on at halftime with us last night. They'll be playing the Vincennes Trailblazers in competition at Ottumwa, Iowa. So good luck to Patty and the volleyball team. They've had a real up and down year, but you know, as long as you're on the upturn here as you get into the postseason, that's the main thing, trying to get into that national tournament. And Patty is doggedly determined that the day is going to come when her volleyball team from MSU West Plains claims the national championship. She talks about that constantly. It's not good enough to get to the tournament. It's not good enough to win a game or two in the tournament. Not good enough to finish eighth in the tournament. She wants to win the tournament. I just love that attitude.
Yeah, you bet. That's wonderful. It's one of those things where, you know, you can talk about things and then you can do things, and she's the person that's going to talk about it and do it.
Now, unlike some of these people that think that if you're not the last team standing, you had a failure of a year, well, that's just ridiculous.
Oh, but, of course.
But at the same time, you can play, you can have the attitude that Patty has and go out there and do everything that you can, and you're under the, you know, you're being realistic and you're saying, well, it's really hard to win a national championship. Only one team does it. So if you're the last team standing, that's one reason that you've got something to be super proud of. But I wouldn't doubt it all. I mean, she is really determined that someday the Grizzlies are going to be national champions in volleyball, and that'll be a party to be had right there.
You better believe it. Hey, got a question for you.
Ready?
Can I hijack your broadcast?
No, go ahead.
Fantastic.
Sure.
I got something to talk about.
Okay.
Remember last year whenever we asked everyone to name the snowplows in the city of West Plains?
Which was a really smart thing to do, I think.
Well, we are super excited because not only were they named, but then the decision was made that we were going to give them to the local school art programs, and they were going to paint a scene inspired by the name on the actual snowplow blade.
For those that don't know, Cody works for the city of West Plains. Please go ahead.
I guess I should have prefaced that.
Yeah.
I just expect people to know who I am.
Full disclosure.
So, super excited, and they're done, and you can see them. They are on display right now and just outside of the parking lot on the east side of the West Plains Civic Center, so you can drive through the edge of the parking lot, and they're right there on the lawn. And so we've got six snowplows that were named Sleetwood Mac. That was painted. The actual blade itself was painted by students from Richard's R5, the K-8 school on the north side of town. Buzz Ice Clear was painted by students from the West Plains Elementary School. Plowasaurus Rex was painted by West Plains Middle School. Scoop Dog, your personal favorite, was painted by the West Plains High School.
Actually, the dinosaur name was my
Plowasaurus
favorite.
Rex was good.
That's fantastic.
Peppy LaPlow.
That's
was
not bad.
That was pretty good.
All you got to do is put a black or white streak down the middle of the...
Well, I'll tell you what they did is great. The Zizzer Pride Academy painted a scene on that one of... we can't call him Pepe Le Pew for trademark reasons, but a cartoon skunk in a prison cell.
Right.
It's great. Go by and take a look at it. And then also, Southern Missouri Technical Institute, previously known as the Career Center, South Central Career Center, they did a vinyl wrap on one of the blades that is named Mike Plowzowski. So all of these plows, they are available to be seen. You can drive by, take a look at them. They are in the Civic Center parking lot on the east side. You can also see pictures on the City of West Plains Facebook page. And there is also a poll. And in that poll, you can go online and vote for which one is your favorite. And I can't reveal the secrets, but there will be some prizes given to that winning class.
Oh, okay.
From the city of West Plains. All right, so Harlan, I got the cue from Drew, so we'll try not to mess it up this time.
All right, what are we supposed to do?
We're supposed to wave. Just put a smile on your face.
Here, try to stand up.
I hope that's it. I hope it's working.
You better not... signal again. I don't know if I could get up off this chair again. Till I I'm done for tonight. Great start, second half. Let's see what happens here. West Plains leading 27-21, and they'll kick the ball away to Mack County. They'll have two receivers deep back at about the 15-yard line.
Well, if this is half as good as the first half, we're going to be in for a treat. West Plains on top, 27-20. Third quarter set to get underway. West Plains will kick off.
All right, Maddox Fegan is back at his own 20. He is in the middle between the two deep receivers. Wyatt Gordon is on his left. And now we're ready for the kickoff. Reed Cobb ready to go. He approaches. He kicks it, and he kicks it deep. It's going to be taken back at the 15-yard line, back at the 10-yard line. Running to the left, trying to get to the side, 20, 25-yard line. He bounces off tacklers, keeps his feet going, and is finally tackled at the 35. He turned that into a pretty good return, first and 10 for Mack County.
25-yard return, and Mack County will start at the 35-yard line. Where is Mack County? What city is Mack County High School out of?
Okay, I'll tell you the easiest way to find it.
Okay.
If you turn and face west.
Okay.
And then turn slightly south.
Okay, so southwest.
Head to the junction where Arkansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, where they all join up. You're just about there. Anderson, Missouri is the name of the town. Here's a running play right up the middle on first down. That's going to be a gain of five. It'll be second down and five.
So they had to drive a little bit to get here tonight.
They had to drive a good distance. Now it's going to be second down. After a gain of five, they'll hand it off right up the middle. And a gain of four, just short of the first down. Briggs Houston in on the tackle that time. Last one off the bottom of the pile. Looks to be, I think that was 78 that got up off the bottom of the stack that time, and that is Shane Curtis, who continues to impress. Third down and a long yard. They'll hand it off, big kid over the left guard. It'll be a first down. He needed one. He got two. And it'll be a first down and 10 for the McDonald County Mustangs, and they'll have the ball shy of midfield. That carry by Samuel Murphy, 5'9 and 230. First and 10 now from their own 46-yard line. A minute played in quarter number three. West Plains up by six. Here's a snap. Quarterback draw play. Dowd will get through the line, and a shoestring tackle brought him down right on the midfield stripe. Jackson Hunter with the tackle that time for West Plains. Gain of four, second and six.
So McDonald County's first possession here of the second half has resembled their possessions from the first half. They have done a pretty good job of running the ball. Now, I will note something to keep an eye on. Quarterback for McDonald County, I'm not sure if his shoe was just loose or if he was having some ankle issues, but he was a little bit limp coming up.
Quarterback draw play right up the middle, and he's going to get across the 45 and a first down to the 41-yard line. That time, they faked the ball to Barton, and West Plains really went for the fake. It opened up the middle, and it was a nice run and a first down, first and 10. 10 minutes to go and counting in quarter number three.
Drew clarified that it was just a loose shoe for the quarterback.
Running play over the right tackle. And what used to be called a blast play takes it to the 39-yard line. Gain of three on the play. Second down and about seven.
He's tackled by number 10, Briggs Houston.
I'll tell you, McDonald County, they've thrown the ball a few times, but I mean, as far as seriously dropping back, throwing the ball around the field, if they had that component, well, they'd be scary. Motion man right to left. The handoff. Here's Barton, and he cuts through the line and is tripped up in the secondary, preventing a longer run. Isaiah Jones made the tackle and stopped him just shy of the first down. It's going to be third down and one.
So this will be the second time on this possession West Plains has got the Mustangs to a third and one. This would be prime real estate to go for it on fourth down, even if West Plains makes a stop. So we're looking at four down territory the rest of the way on this possession.
Third down and one from the 34-yard line, and they'll hand it off right side, and that's Barton on the carry.
It's going to be really close. Holy cow. I think they're going to measure.
I say they wave it off and call it a first down.
Oh, no, you're right.
Don't get Cody wrong. I mean, it was really close. But really close isn't close enough anymore. First and 10 for Mack County. As they have now eaten almost 4 minutes off the clock. Spread set in the backfield on first down. Quarterback rides and now pitches out ahead. And that was a forward pass?
That's the exact same play that they ran on their first play of the game that resulted in a fumble that West Plains returned for a touchdown. Scrap that from the playbook. Don't do it again. That's twice that's failed.
That time the ball was moving forward instead of backward, and so that made it a forward pass, and it was incomplete. So now it's second down and 10 for McDonald County from the West Plains 31-yard line. Defense needs to stiffen up here. Here's the quarterback keeping it right over the right guard. Swings it wide to the side. 20-yard line, 15-yard line, out of bounds at the 13-yard line. And a gain on that play of 18 and a first down for McDonald County.
They ran the ball really well all through the first half. They are continuing that trend here in the second half. And we talked about this. These long, sustained drives are just ticking the clock away. Now down to just a couple seconds over 8 minutes, and hard to believe at 8:30 we're midway through the quarter almost.
From the 14 running left, Barton, or the quarterback that is, tripped up on the play as it is going to be down at the 10-yard line. Boy, he pulled that thing out at the very last second. I was almost sure that Barton had the football, but he did not. Hunter on the stop. Dustin Dowd on the carry that time. Dowd is he's a big kid. He goes back now in the spread formation, and flags will fly, 7:35. Well, no, we're going to have timeout. Timeout West Plains with 7:35 to go in the third. West Plains up by 6, 27-21. Back in 1 minute on KDY. Back at Zizzer Stadium, second and 7 from the 10-yard line for Mack County. Threatening to score again. They'll hand it off to Barton. Bounces in, out, weaves his way into the end zone for a touchdown from 10 yards away at 7:28. McDonald County back in front. Or actually, that ties the game at 27 apiece.
They have not missed an extra point yet tonight. This would be a great place for them to get in there and block one of these Mack County extra points.
Talked about the night that Griggs Houston is having. This Barton kid's having a whale of a night. Here's
Absolutely.
The extra point try. The kick is up. A line drive kick inside the left upright is good. 7:28 to go. Third quarter, 28-27. McDonald County leads West Plains. Back in a minute on KDY. Here's the kickoff by Melosi Sosef. And this ball is a short kick taken on the run, 35-yard line, and a big hit. Just shy of the 40.
He ran into a wall of white jerseys.
And it's first down and 10 now for the Zizzers, who now find themselves down by one. 28-27, if you're looking for a thumbnail synopsis of this game, and sum it up by saying this. Briggs Houston has gone nuts tonight. He scored four touchdowns. And by the same token, Sam Barton for McDonald County, he has four touchdowns. It's 28-27. Here's a running play right up the middle. From the movement of the pile, I was going to guess, and it was, Howell with the run. Dawson Howell with the carry, and he picked up about five. It'll be second down and five.
Good enough for a gain of about five. Here's the second down and 5 yards for the Zizzers and the Mustangs.
7 minute mark here in the third quarter. West Plains has done well to climb back into this football game and have a chance to get back in front, down by one, 28-27.
Back to throw, pass to the left flat, caught by Kenslow, 50-yard line out of bounds. That's going to be a first down. He needed five, he got six, and a first down for West Plains. So West Plains moves the chains here.
First and 10, Big Red.
How long can we restrain ourselves from throwing the ball deep to Briggs Houston again?
I would have already done it.
Well, he is in the slot to the right, and they are set up with double coverage on him. Here's a draw play running left, and the handoff to Remy Wilson, and he'll pick up about five others, quarterback keepers. So a gain of five on the quarterback draw that time. And a gain will make it a second down and 5 yards to go for West Plains.
You know, you mentioned Houston was in the slot there with a couple defenders. I've tried to keep an eye on that. I have not seen a single play where Briggs is not either in just straight double coverage or there is at least a safety help, or maybe sometimes a linebacker help when he lines up tight. There is somebody always there to spy him.
Five on the play clock. Second down and five. Handoff. Remy Wilson bounces it wide. Remy breaks the tackle. 30-yard line, 25-yard line, 20-yard line. And he's finally caught from behind at the 13. And a first down for West Plains on a 31-yard run by Remy Wilson. First and 10 for the Zizzers.
West Plains has found success throwing the ball a few times tonight for a few big plays. That's the first time tonight that a big play has come on the ground, and Remy Wilson delivers there to get us down to a first and 10 from the 13-yard line, and West Plains knocking on the red zone's door, or rather in the red zone, knocking on the goal line's door, I should say.
Everybody pretty much tight, man in motion. Here's a snap. Quarterback on an end-around. Tosses it to Briggs Houston. Gets to the corner, 15-yard line, 10-yard line. Drags people with him down to the 5-yard line. I thought he's going to lose about three. He ends up picking up eight.
Yeah, it looked like it. It looked like, I mean, realistically, it looked like he should have lost yards. But that just goes to, once again, talk about just how good of a football player he is, turning nothing into something.
Tell you what, he is a load. He is a load. Second down. Scoreboard says three from the 6-yard line. Running play, Remy up the middle, and he is engulfed by that big nose guard, and now finally thrown down back at the 8-yard line. That was 71. He's the guy 71. I was talking about earlier.
He's a monster.
He is a monster. So now, West Plains trying to get back in front here. And they'll have it at the 6-yard line. Jones under center. Takes it right up the middle and burrows forward. He needed to get to about the 3. It's going to be very close to a first down.
It's going to be, you know, it's hard to tell when they're all packed together like that, but it's going to be...
Oh, he didn't get close to it. They just barely gave him across the 5. Huh. So he has about a full yard to go for the first down on 4th down, and we'll call it 4th down and a yard and a half.
Maybe. This becomes a real big play.
I sense some trickery coming up here. Fourth down and 2 from the 5 of Mack County. Toss play, fake, roll out, pass in the corner of the end zone. Underthrown, incomplete. And Mack County gets a stop on downs. Tried to get it to Briggs Houston in the right corner of the end zone. That was the first poorly thrown ball that Isaiah's had tonight. That was behind the receiver in the right corner.
You know, hindsight being what it is, I think he could have tucked the ball and ran for the corner and had at least the first down. Well, West Plains defense now is going to have to respond here with 3:26 to go, third quarter. West Plains trails 1, 28-27. It's been a back-and-forth game all the way.
Matt County runs it right with Barton, and he'll be hit hard and downed at the 7-yard line. That time Briggs Houston got him first, and it'll be second down about 8, closer to 7. 3:12 to go.
You know, I, of course, we don't have the stats right here in front of us, but I guarantee Barton has been averaging at least 5 yards a carry all night.
I was going to say more than that, but probably. Here's the snap on second down. Barton reverses field, goes left, hit and dropped for a loss of a yard on the play. I was trying to catch the number of Ryland. No, Isaiah Jones. Isaiah Jones, playing linebacker, made the stop.
Good stop. Makes this about 3rd and 9. Maybe 3rd and 8. No, I think that's about 3rd and 9.
Man in motion from the backfield. 3rd and 9 from the 6. They'll throw the ball out to the corner. The high pass is caught. What a terrific catch. And out of bounds. And now the scissor bench says, nope, they're going to call it a catch. And out of bounds and a first down. The reception by Pacheco. So that's a gain of 18 yards. And there's no doubt it was a catch. No?
I mean, I don't know. I'll be completely honest. I lost sight of where the ball went.
Unless he was bobbling it coming down, which I didn't see, but they mark it a catch, and down at the 23, that was a terrific throw that time by Dowd. He really put that in a great spot. Full house backfield, quarterback keeps, and he'll try to spin off some tackles and pick up 2 up to the 25-yard line. Second down, 8 yards to go. How much time will there be in the football game when West Plains gets the football back? We're down to 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Two running backs flank the quarterback in the backfield. From the 25 running left, there's Barton again getting through a hole and has the pins knocked out from under him by Jones. Tackle made at the 31-yard line. It's going to be short of the first down by 2 yards. So it's 3rd down and 2.
Third down and 2 yards, and the Scissors are on defense.
McDonald County wearing the white, going north to south, left to right. Big play here, 3rd down and 2. Will he give it to Barton? Hello, hand off to Barton. 35-yard line, 37-yard line. First down for the McDonald County Mustangs. And they move the chains again, and it looks like, barring a turnover here or a score, they're going to have the ball when we flip the field with a one-point lead.
We've hit the minute mark of the third quarter. West Plains trailing McDonald County 28-27. McDonald County, this possession started on the 5-yard line.
Here's Barton again running left, and the tackle is made by Jackson Hunter at the 41-yard line. Gain on that play of 4. Man, I'm telling you, every time he carries the ball, you're right about that, though. He's got to be averaging anywhere from 5 to 8 yards a carry. It's been unstoppable tonight. Here he goes again, running left, and he tripped and fell. So we finally found something that can stop him. The one thing,
now we've seen it a couple of times here, they do a really good job on this quarterback option play where he basically puts the ball in the chest of the running back, but he has the ability to pull it away at the last second. There's been a couple of times where the last second pull away or give has resulted in a little bit of miscommunication from a couple of times.
That's end of the quarter. Go to the fourth. It's tight, 28-27. McDonald County leads West Plains. Back in a minute on KDY.
Ozark Conference football excitement continues now with the Scissors on KDY.
Well, we're ready to go in the fourth. Who's going to win this game? Both teams 6-4. It's a standoff right now, 28-27. McDonald County with the ball, and if you had told them coming down here they'd be in this position to start the fourth quarter, they'd be doing back handsprings. Back to throw it. Dow with a fake. Now he'll run the football. Gets to the 45, 50-yard line. Down the sideline, he may score. He's at the 20. He cuts it back in, tackled at the 11 from behind by Alex Judd. That saved a touchdown. A 49-yard run by the quarterback.
And I tell you, that one was designed really well. Quarterback drops back to pass. Wide receivers are going deep on the other side of the field. Then he ducks and runs.
And when he decided, when he looked to his left and saw what he saw, which was nothing, he was gone. It's first and 10 from the 12 of West Plains. Running a wide open Barton over the right tackle inside the 5, close to the goal line. And it's another touchdown for Barton. Sam Barton with his 5th touchdown tonight for the Mustangs. 34-27. And McDonald County has scored the only points here in the second half. So two big plays set up the touchdown. Here's the extra point kick. It is away by De La Cruz and good. 11:26 to go. It's back to an 8-point game again. McDonald County 35, West Plains 27. Back in a minute on KDY.
It's back to the field for more Scissor football action on Hot Country KDY.
A squib kick is covered by West Plains at their own 25-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 from there. And it is time to go to work, Cody, because with 11:23 to go, if West Plains has to give the football back on a punt, then Mack County will probably have something. Well, you just don't know. But if they get the football back with 7 or 8 minutes to go, man, there ain't no guarantee you're going to get it back from them because they've been nearly unstoppable tonight.
Yeah, West Plains has to put together a pretty good drive here, and it's a situation where the faster the drive, the better.
Here's a pass zipped in for a catch to Rylan Kinslow. A deep slant that time, gain of 9. It'll be second down and 1. Pacheco on the stop for the McDonald County Mustangs from Anderson, Missouri. Stauffer goes wide to the left. Kinslow wide right. Houston in the slot right. Here's the snap. Fake it. Quarterback draw. And Jones will be hit hard and bulldogged down by that man-child that wears 71 and plays on the nose. Toby Moore, 6'4", 285 senior. And I don't know how big or good the linemen are in the Big 8 Conference East, but I'm sure he is an all-conference player.
He's got to be.
Well, let's see. The wind's not doing too much. It shouldn't be much of an effect throwing the ball downfield. So here we go. Under center this time. 10:08 and counting. Handoff left side. Trying to get the first down. It looks like that will be enough for the first down. Dawson Howell carried the mail and got it to the 36. First and 10 for West Plains. 10-0. Make it 10 minutes to go in the football game. You know, we haven't had an overtime game this year.
Well, hopefully we won't need it.
It's an 8-point game right now. Motion man back to throw. Jones, screen pass over the middle. Oh, this is set up. Oh, Kinslow got caught from behind. Tackle made at the 45-yard line. I thought that was going to pop for something much bigger.
It was shaping up to be a real nice lane to run through, but Mustangs did a good job getting back to it. Still going to be close to a first down, bringing up second and a short yard on the 45-yard line.
And give McDonald County some credit. Something they've done really well tonight, I think, is tackle.
Agreed.
They've done a very good job tackling the ball carrier. It's second down and 1. Can we get a first down? Play action. Back to throw it. Jones throws it down the sideline. Too high, too far out of bounds.
Pass intended for number 1, Will Jones.
And the Mack County sideline, you can hear them cheering that. Pressure on the quarterback, Isaiah, under some duress. Now it's third down and one. Here's where we... I don't know, depending on how adventuresome you feel. Boy, this would be a fantastic place to run a play-action pass to your tight end down the seam.
Yeah, I think in most cases when you're looking at a third and one, you're expecting something right up the middle.
Here we go on third and one. Quarterback sneak. They'll push the pile forward, and he'll get a first down. Isaiah Jones with the carry for West Plains. Gained three. First down for the Zizzers. 8:45 to play. Coach Wyatt was like, the heck with that nonsense. We're getting a first down and a new set of downs. First down from their own 48-yard line with 8:38. And, Cody, that clock is going to dwindle quick.
It sure is. It already has. We just started this fourth quarter, at least it feels like it, moments ago, and we're at the 8.5 mark.
And we're 10 minutes from the 9 o'clock station ID. Jones to throw. Backside pressure. Spins away. Gets away. Thrown away. Out of bounds. There was nobody close to where that ball was thrown. Now they may,
intentional grounding,
decide to go ahead and flag that. And if that's the case, that also brings a loss of down too, I think. But I don't see a flag.
I don't either.
I do now. It's right on the zero on the 40 across the,
gotcha,
the way. Can't hardly see it.
Yeah, I would say that's what they're going to get here. I mean, and that's one of those calls you can't argue with it. It is the correct call. Kudos to Jones for spinning out of a sack. And as he was just trying to get rid of the ball, he was not out of the pocket, so you can't do that without it being flagged.
Sometimes I hate being right because that is a penalty plus loss of down. Ball is at the 43 of West Plains. Need to make a play here. Somebody needs to come up with a play. It's second down and 15, back to throw. Screen pass over the middle. Kinslow, same play from a while ago. Tried to spin away from the tackler and could not. And another impressive play on the defensive side that time for McDonald County. 57 on the stop. Jace hit 6'2", 245. And once he got hold of Ryland, it was over.
Got a few fans on this side over here a little upset about a no call of a horse collar, but I will tell you right now, there was no infraction on that tackle.
It's going to be third down and 10. And if you're going to do something, it needs to be on this series right here.
Yeah.
Don't be thinking you can punt the ball away and get it back with another shot. You got to get it done. Play action. Back to throw it. Jones looking deep. Looking deep. He throws off the back foot. High pass. Underthrown. Tipped in the air and incomplete. And Isaiah got planted as he threw that football. Some people will say, well, you're not very tough. Most quarterbacks aren't very tough. You stand there and give somebody a 10-yard run and
yeah,
let them hit you hard as they can. See how tough you are.
And you're not bracing for it. You're trying to get rid of the ball. You are...
And a lot of the time you're getting hit just under the armpit, right in the rib cage.
And if you don't think you're tough, then go do another play.
It's going to be a timeout. McDonald County takes timeout, 7:19 to go. It's 4th and 10 for the Zizzers. It's 35-27 McDonald County. Back in a minute on KDY.
West Plains football continues now on Hot Country KDY.
Well, there's still 7 minutes and 19 seconds to go in the game, so
a lot can happen.
A lot can happen. But what we've seen happen so far is McDonald County dominate time of possession and move the ball on the ground at will. Here we go. Big 4th down and 10 for West Plains. They've got to go for it from their own 47-yard line, and now the Zizzers will take another timeout. So evidently that was more of than anything to see what kind of defensive alignment they were going to be in here. And obviously West Plains is looking to throw the football here on fourth down. Another 30-second timeout. You're listening to Zizzer Football on KDY.
Now it's more Zizzer Football Excitement on Hot Country KDY.
35-27 is the score. McDonald County has scored the only touchdowns here in the second half. Barton with two touchdown runs. Sam Barton, who has scored five touchdowns tonight for Mack County. Briggs Houston has scored four for West Plains. Here's a big play. Fourth down and 10, West Plains from their own 47-yard line. Motion man Briggs Houston to the right. Play action, back to throw. Lots of time. Isaiah's got a ton of room. Flag down. And now Isaiah runs, gets the first down down the sideline, knocked out of bounds, but that's going to come back on a holding penalty. And this very well could force West Plains, in spite of the fact they don't want to do it, punt the football away.
Very well may. It's gonna make things a lot more complicated. It's going to be something more along the lines of 4th and 20 now.
A mixed response on that holding call. Not very good on this side. Glorious on the other side of the field.
Well, that's one of those things that... It doesn't matter what the call is. It doesn't matter if it's the perfect call or the worst call ever. Someone's upset. Someone's happy.
So they mark it from the point of the foul back to the West Plains 38-yard line. Can't go for it from here. 7:08 to go. Fourth and 20.
West Plains needs their biggest and best defensive possession of the season to come here with 7:08.
Mack County's watching for a fake. And Isaiah kicks it, hit it off the side of his foot. Bounces. Good bounce for West Plains. Out of bounds, 37-yard line of Mack County. Very short kick. It'll be first and 10 for the Mustangs, and that was only a 25-yard punt. So now it's up to the defense. West Plains got points off of a turnover for the first touchdown of the game, but...
And they've stripped the ball an additional time. There was the fumble caused in the very first play of the game for McDonald County, which was just a poor choice of play for them. But West Plains did strip the ball away. They've actually done it twice. One was recovered, one went out of bounds. So let's look for another one of those options right here.
Running play right with Barton. Gets to the corner. Turned in. Now tackled on the far side of the 40-yard line. Clock will keep running. He stayed in bounds. Gain of 3 on the play. Second down and 7. And actually, both of those fumbles by McDonald County led directly to a touchdown when Briggs Houston scooped it up and scored from 55. The other one led to West Plains getting the football and then moved the ball downfield and scored another touchdown.
So, absolutely.
35-27. Can the defense come up with a stop and or a takeaway here? Their quarterback, Dowd, 6'2". 200 pounds. He's a big kid. Here's the handoff running to Barton, and he gets plugged that time at the 43-yard line. West Plains looking for him all the way on that carry. And Alex Judd on the stop for West Plains. And Warren Lawson got the stop also and on the tackle.
That's going to bring up a third down at about 4. And this is one of those plays that West Plains defensively has to dial it up right.
West Plains has 7 on the line of scrimmage. Third down and 5 from their own 43. Handoff, no. Fake it. Quarterback keeps it. Spun around. He'll be dropped for a big loss.
Big, big defensive stop there on third down. It's going to make it a 4th and 6. Maybe 4th and 7. And this is a situation where McDonald County, based on where they are lined up, possibly, likely, a punt play here.
Aaron Hargrove for the Zizzers on the stop. 6'3", 315-pound junior. And now, Mack County, I don't think they care if the play clock runs out necessarily.
They just need to make sure West Plains gets off the field. There we go.
4th and 7. Snap right as the play clock went off. And a directional kick That is a horrible kick. That'll go out of bounds at the West Plains 42-yard line.
So West Plains will have just a little over 4.5. They're going to have to go 60 yards. They're down by 8. This, you know, you don't want to come across overly dramatic, but this is a situation where this possession very well may be the decision on whether we play another game.
For a second there, I thought, what is he doing just angling the ball out of bounds like that? Then I thought, oh, wait a minute. They saw the Monette game when Ryland Kinsler returned one for
the
touchdown.
There is something to that.
Yes. Here we go. Got another crack at it. 4:37 to play. Down by 8. Pass to the flat ball. Knocked down. Incomplete. It'll be second down and 10. Lots of penetration that time.
They were trying to set up a wide receiver screen on the far side of the field, or as you're watching on the near side of the field, to Briggs Houston. And in doing so, the goal is to let the left side of the defensive line come through. And they did so as designed, but one of those defensive linemen got their big paws up and knocked that pass backwards. So second and 10, 4:32 to play.
The guy that got through that time and knocked the pass down was J.P. Clarkson, 6'2", 230. They're all 6'2", 230. Here's Jones, back to throw. Throws it deep, down the left side, high, ball tipped, and it's caught! It's caught, and it's going to be a touchdown! Ryland Kinslow won the one-on-one fight, caught it at the 10, took it in for the score from 54 yards.
Just like we drew it up, Harlan.
Just exactly as you would have done it, right?
Yep. And give a lot of credit on that play to Kinslow deep, as he had to win a fight to bring in that pass.
That ball squirted up in the air like a banana out of the peel, and it came down in Ryland's hands, and he was headed for the end zone.
Now they will undoubtedly line up to go for two with 4:19 to play in the football game.
Here we go. Back to throw it. Slant over the middle, incomplete. There was contact there as that ball arrived, but it was timed very well. So, two-point fail, still a two-point game. McDonald County 35, West Plains 33. We're back in a minute on KDY.
The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country, KDY.
All right, let's see. We still have 4:19 to go, a little early for an onside kick, but maybe a hard squib kick. We'll see. Reed Cobb approaches, and here is the kick. Bouncing down, picked up at the 11-yard line, returned back to the 20, 25, and the tackle made at the 30-yard line. First down and 10.
They're going to get a McDonald County player with a block in the back. Or at least I assume that's going to be what the call is here.
I'm searching high and low here with my Field and Stream binoculars and... there it is. It's right smack dab in the middle of the field. So that'll back it up. You said that was a block at the back.
It looked like it.
Okay. So let's see if it's 10-yard or 15-yard.
All right, so here we go. This is for all the marbles. District championship game next week is on the line for these two teams. Right now, McDonald County has the ball, 4:13 to play. They lead by two, 35-33. West Plains defense forced a punt on the last possession. See if they can stiff it up and do it again.
From the 19-yard line, full house backfield, they hand it to Barton. He runs right, gets a big hole, cuts it back. Big gain, 25-30, 35-40 yard line and down. At the 43, they give it to Barton. He picks up 23. What did I tell you during the commercial?
He said, if I was them, I'd give it to number 10 on every play.
For the rest of the game.
Yep.
Until West Plains demonstrates they can slow that down, which we are yet to do.
The other thing I would expect to watch, we talked about also during the break, is I expect them to use every second of the play clock. As they are set now with 15 seconds on the play clock, I figure they'll let this tick all the way down to just a few seconds before snapping the ball.
And that's exactly what they're doing.
Clock management wins games.
Snap, handoff, Barton left, and he got plucked. I mean, That's the hardest he's been hit all night, I guarantee it. That was Jackson Hunter that got him. He put the pads on his pads, and down he went. No gain on the play. Now, the problem with totally keen on Barton is Dowd, their quarterback. Their quarterback, we saw what he could do as he took off on a pass play and decided just to go down the left sideline for 50 yards. So now it's second down and 10. West Plains up tight on the line. As Cody said, they're letting the play clock run down. Quarterback hands off. Dowd up the middle, and a big pileup of people there. He picked up three to the 45.
We'll set up a third down and five. We're under 3 minutes now. The clock's at 2:45. It will be down to about 2:10 before McDonald County will snap the ball on this third and six.
Third down, they got to get the ball to the 48-yard line of West Plains. The clock is down to 2:28, so if and when West Plains gets the ball back, if they do, it's going to be well under 2 minutes to go.
Which, to be fair, they scored with 40 seconds to go at the end of the first half.
And we've already burned a couple of timeouts, so they're going to take McDonald County, I think, taking the timeout. And so with 2:11 to go, a timeout on the field, we'll take a timeout too. Back in a minute on KDY. We come straight back to the field. Third down and six. Big play, 2:11 to go. McDonald County with the ball up by two at the 45-yard line. Their own 45. Snap back. Quarterback pulls it down and runs. 45-yard line. Gets to the sideline, and he'll be spun out of bounds near the 50. That is not a first down. That is going to be short of a first down by maybe 2 yards. And now the officials call timeout. It is not even close to a first down. They got to get it to the 48 of West Plains. It's right on the 50. So what do you do here besides, if you're McDonald County, besides let the clock run once they start it again? Why did they stop the clock, I wonder?
I tell you what, if I'm West Plains...
Oh, he's out of bounds.
I almost put 11 men in the box. It's dangerous to do that, of course, but... I feel like everybody in the stadium knows exactly what's going to happen here. It's either going to be a quarterback keeper or a handoff to Barton.
Now another timeout's going to be called by Mack County. 2:04 to go. Back in a minute on KDY.
Ozark Conference football excitement continues now with the Scissors on KDY.
All right, we're back. Fourth down and two. 2:04 to go. McDonald County with the ball. They're up by 2 points. And, Cody, if West Plains can't stop this fourth down play, it's probably going to be over.
Yeah, this is the play that will determine the game. And it's going to be West Plains with about 8 men on the line.
Here's the snap to the quarterback up middle. First down, McDonald County. And they're going to, barring something unforeseen, win this football game. The Mustangs direct snap back to the quarterback straight up the middle. Dylan Brigman on the stop. And now the clock is running. And I think that West Plains only has maybe a timeout, if any timeouts, to go.
Now, McDonald County can't just take a knee and run out the clock quite yet, but they will have to run a few plays here. But they can click this thing down to about 120 before taking a snap.
Quarterback out of the gun. Takes it. Hands it off. And they'll drop the ball carrier for no gain right at the line of scrimmage. Why would you even hand the ball off? I don't understand that. And now timeout call by West Plains.
So we've got a minute 27 on the clock, and I believe this is the final timeout for West Plains.
1:27 to go. 35-33 Mustangs. Back in a minute on KDY. Second down and nine for the Mustangs, and they'll run over the right side, get a first down again, and I believe
that will allow them to run out the clock. However, the clock for some reason is stopped, so they can move the chains. It'll start it back up, though, at 1:19, and they can just take a couple of knees here and start planning for a district championship game next week.
And that game will be played, we don't know yet. Bolivar, probably. If Bolivar lost to Hillcrest, which I have a hard time imagining.
I doubt it. However, Ozark Sports Zone has not got us a score update from that one. So there'll be some intrigue and mystery to the answer.
Victory formation. The snap taken. The knee is taken. Down to 43 seconds to go. And they will have to snap it one more time. And they'll go into the victory formation, Herm Edwards proof formation. Down to 30 seconds to go on the game clock, 20 on the play clock, and that's it. They snap it, and the football game's over, folks. West Plains can't stop it, and that is it. McDonald County upsets West Plains in the district semifinal, 35-33, and that's why you play the games. And we're back to wrap it up in a moment on KDY.
It's back to the field for more Scissor football action on Hot Country KDY.
Your final score in this football game, the McDonald County Mustangs upset the West Plains Scissors here at McDonald's Field at Scissor Stadium, 35-33. And as it turns out, Joel Wyatt's words this morning were very prophetic. He said, I'm really worried about their size and our ability to compete with them and control them on the line of scrimmage. And, Cody, we played four quarters, and we never did really control the line of scrimmage.
No, this was a game that, and we talked about it a little bit, mostly off-air. We were talking about how both of these teams had something the other really couldn't stop. West Plains had a hard time stopping the run, and on the other side, McDonald County had a hard time competing with the passing abilities of West Plains. But I tell you, I want to mention one thing here before we talk too much about the game or the outcome or the whatever. After the game, the two teams meet, shake hands, congratulate, so on and so forth. There was a really cool moment out here at the 50-yard line between number 10 of McDonald County, Barton, who had just a fantastic night, and number 10 for West Plains, Briggs Houston. They embrace at the 50-yard line, and you just saw that mutual respect and admiration, and those are two guys that both put up fantastic numbers. But more importantly, they led their teams into this game, and they were the reasons both of these teams had a shot at the end.
They probably should hang out together. I mean, combined, they had 9 touchdowns tonight. So I don't know that I've ever seen a football game or broadcast a football game where two different players had 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, oh, it's kind of unprecedented, and these are obviously two guys that know what they're doing out here. And, you know, unfortunately, this will be the end of the West Plains Scissor football season, and there's going to be a lot of time for reflection and looking back and thinking, but I don't know that we have seen as dominant of a season as we have from Briggs Houston this year.
It was really something to watch. And I think what this game really came down to for West Plains was a bad matchup. I think this was really a bad matchup. In fact, you know, McDonald County kind of reminds me of Bolivar in the way they play. And we saw tonight, as Cody alluded to, what performances. Sam Barton, running back for McDonald County with 5 touchdowns. Briggs Houston with 4 touchdowns, 3 receiving touchdowns. And Isaiah Jones for West Plains finished the game with 4 touchdown passes. Yeah, you got the feeling if you could have just got the ball back one more time with a couple of minutes to play, you probably could have pulled it out, but it just didn't happen that way.
Well, and people are going to look back at the 2-point conversion late in the game that could have tied the game, and they're going to say, well, should we have done something different? But I'll tell you right now, 10 times out of 10, I will run that slant and take Briggs Houston one-on-one every single time. So that was a really solid play call by West Plains. It was a good ball. It was just good defense, and sometimes that's what happens.
It was an entertaining year, we can say that for sure. We got to see some records broken. Scissors were fun to watch them throw the football. We ended up the season with a 6-5 mark, and now we wish the best to McDonald County, who are 7-4, and they'll play either Bolivar or Hillcrest for the district title next week. That brings the curtain down on our football season as well, and we want to say a huge thanks to all the Scissor sponsors, all the folks that sponsored the radio broadcast, also those that sponsored the live stream, made it possible for folks that, for this reason or that, preferred to or just couldn't get to the football game on a given Friday. thanks to them so much for their support as well. So the curtain comes down. We want to say thanks to Paul Knight for broadcasts on the road this year. Drew Joyce with the live stream. And, of course, Cody Sanders pinch hitting here in the booth this season in the home games. Thank you very much.
Look up here.
Hey, look at us.
Look at this. Broadcasting a selfie.
All right. So that wraps it up. And thanks to Nate Hudson, of course, engineering back in the studios. Nate is as good as it gets when it comes to producing a ball game. The final score again, West Plains falls to McDonald County by a final at 35-33. I'm Harlan Hutchison saying good night from McDonald's Field at Zizzer Stadium.
West Plains Zizzers football on Hot Country KDY has been brought to you by
A to Z Pump Service, Bailey Chevrolet Pontiac, Bureau, by Butler Heating and Air, Domino's Pizza, Don's Auto Service, Edgler and Harper, Habitat for Humanity, J&J Recovery, Monty's Outdoors, Ozark Hills Insurance, Ozark's Healthcare, and Ozark's Healthcare Medical Equipment. Also brought to you by Pepsi Mid-America, by Peterbilt, Rick's Truck Repair, Shelter Mutual Insurance, Simmons Bank of West Plains, SMP Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby Agent, Taylor Grubaugh Buick GMC Chevrolet, The Medicine Shop, West Plains Lock and Key, Wilbanks Tire, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply.
West Plains Zizzers football on Hot Country KDY is a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of the Ozark Radio Network.